At the Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Israel and Hezbollah have been training fire across southern Lebanon after handheld electronics explosions that killed at least 37 people. CBS's MTS Tayyab is in Beirut.
Forces from Gaza are now being moved to the northern front, with Hezbollah sparking fears an all-out regional war is closer now than never before.
Kamala Harris is getting some celebrity support. CBS's Aaron Navarro.
Vice President Harris is back on the campaign trail again today, hitting the battleground state of Michigan. There, she will participate in a live stream event with Oprah Winfrey.
Donald Trump will make a pledge to fight anti-Semitism when he meets with Jewish supporters in New York. A judge in Washington will sentence five people who helped lead the January 6th attack. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Prosecutors will recommend 9 years in prison, saying this group was among the first to breach a police barricade in an immensely impactful assault against police, saying hundreds, if not thousands, of rioters would follow.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More than two dozen people are hurt after a hay wagon accident. It happened in Chippewa Falls yesterday at an apple orchard. The sheriff said two tractors carrying people in wagons crashed into each other. More than 25 people were rushed to local hospitals there. People of all ages were hurt, including kids. Their injuries range from minor to life-threatening. And Governor Tony Evers will push for a record increase for the UW system when the next state budget rolls around, to the tune of over $800 million. It would be the largest increase ever for UW's budget. Data shows Wisconsin ranks 43rd in the nation when it comes to state funding to the university system.
That is not where we want to be, no matter where we are with numbers.
The $800 million request will go into Evers' biennial budget next year. Then the legislature will dig in. With elections this fall, the legislature may look different then, too. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A 12-year-old boy saved his father's life when a wounded black bear attacked him near Siren on September 6th. 43-year-old Ryan Byerman says he and his son were hunting the bear and wounded it from a tree stand. When they caught up with the bear after the wounding shot, it charged Byerman from a few feet away and knocked him over. Byerman says he began to hit the bear with his pistol after missing a number of shots while it charged at him, and that's when his 12-year-old son picked up his rifle and killed the bear. Senator and Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance visited Eau Claire for the second time on Tuesday. In a rally at the Eau Claire Event District, Senator Vance took aim at immigration, inflation, and public safety as he looked to motivate his supporters to get to the ballot box in November. Senator Vance also made a number of references to the situation in Springfield, Ohio, 1 week after former President Trump inaccurately claimed Haitian migrants were eating people's pets during his debate with Vice President Kamala Harris. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers are playoff bound. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. Milwaukee clinched the NL Central and a playoff spot when the Chicago Cubs lost Wednesday afternoon. Then the Brewers went ahead and beat the Phillies on a walk-off hit by Jake Bowers to cap off a huge day in Milwaukee.
And delivers. Swing in, a rocket to right, base hit.
Manager Pat Murphy said after the game that the team had to overcome adversity to win a championship.
No one in spring training would have said the Brewers will win the NL Central, except maybe a few guys in that room. And it just talks to one thing. This is a game about people.
There's more to play for now for the Brewers, who will take on Arizona for four games beginning tonight to wrap up a seven-game homestand. The Packers have quarterback Jordan Love back at practice, but head coach Matt LaFleur said that Love is limited in his work this week. The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Some could have heavy rainfall or be on the strong side. We'll have highs in the low to mid 80s. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Some severe, lows around 60 degrees. For Friday, sunshine and a high around 79.
It's 64 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that just a bit outside the movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, my union buddy Earl Ingram Jr. will join me in studio. We'll talk about the lack of a Teamsters endorsement. Plus, can the GOP keep the government open? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. 93.5 The Tap.
Over yonder, what do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, ooh. People are changing.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number, and it is an honor and a privilege to welcome none other than Mr. Byron Stripling. He is captivated. He's a trumpet, virtuoso, singer, and actor. He has captivated audiences across the globe. In 2020, Stripling was named the principal pops conductor of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, and he currently serves as the artistic director and conductor of the highly acclaimed Columbus Jazz Orchestra, and on and on and on. And I have the privilege and honor to introduce him to you, the listening audience. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
How you doing? What a joy to talk with you. Thank you for having me, Earl.
Look, man, the honor and privilege is mine as I've looked at your unbelievable bio. Tell us a little bit about Byron Stripling.
Well, I mean, depends on where you want me to start. Here's the most important thing currently. The most important thing is that now I am a principal pops conductor of the Milwaukee Symphony. That's the thing that so excites me and why I sit here with you. I will tell you a little bit about myself. I am who I am because somebody loved me. I came from beautiful parents, born in Atlanta, Georgia, and they raised me upright, I hope. And they showered me with music, and that music became imbued in my body, mind, and soul. And then I want to just make people happy through the gift of music, through the power of music, by sharing it. And thankfully, I get to do that now through the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra. So that's a little bit about me. But if you get me talking, I won't stop.
Well, so I want to apologize. So help us walk us through when you talk about mm-hmm. symphony and pop and how they coalesce.
So, you know, symphonies have always been a part of pop music. And I used to work and record with people like, you know, Burt Bacharach and then things like that. And they always had strings in the background. Then, you know, Motown would always yes. add them to whatever their soundtrack. So it's always there in the background. What I do try to do with the shows I do and what you have to do with the Milwaukee Symphony, since they're so amazing, is I try to make them even a more central part of the show. In other words, they're just not there playing whole notes and just sitting there. I get those guys working. you know, and the beauty of strings and is amazing, and the orchestra needs that. They deserve it. It's one of the best in the country. I don't think you people know what you have here in an orchestra. It's simply spectacular. And so we're about to take this whole community here in Milwaukee on a journey by elevating that to the next level. And this coming concert is a great example of that, because I'll take songs that are imbued with the blues and spirituals and gospel and all of those things, and we kind of put those together, have the strings be a part of it. Then we'll do some Jelly Roll Morton. We'll do like a song called Black Bottom Stomp. It's one of them old ragtime songs by Jelly Roll Morton. And it's always the strings are central to that, as well as the oboes and the clarinet and the bassoons and the trombones and the tuba and the trumpets and the percussion section. But here's the last thing I'll leave you with. On this particular show, I'm bringing a guy in. His name is Bobby Floyd. Now, Bobby has played with a couple good people. He played organ behind Ray Charles for years. Then he went on to play with a group called Dr. John. If you remember Dr. John, he used to sing that song.
Absolutely.
I was in the right place, but it was at the wrong time. So he played with Dr. John. But he's really, like me, he brought up in the church. You know, so he's going to sit behind that organ. He's going to take us to church. In fact, we're going to go to a couple churches too on Sunday, because we need to just, you know, we need to spread the word. And so we're going to sing some of them in spirituals and do some things like that. So that's kind of how we integrate everybody together.
So when the saints go marching in is the theme.
That's what we call the whole thing. And it just sort of illustrates music from New Orleans and beyond. New Orleans for jazz, but they always call it the birthplace of jazz. And New Orleans musicians were cool, because that's one reason we're playing spirituals and gospel, because they would play a spiritual or a gospel tune in a nightclub and people freaked out. They're like, how can you do that? This is, you got, they serving the devil's water up in here. How can you be singing them songs? And the thing is, New Orleans musicians always thought that good music is good music. So we're going to play down by the riverside, and we're going to get the audience clapping their hands, because it's good music and there's a good message in there. So we have no fear of doing that, just like the New Orleans musicians did. And so that's how we designed this program, with lots of blues, lots of New Orleans, lots of jazz. And then we just take people on a journey.
So for my listening audience who has no concept, as you've traveled the world and play all over the world, let them know about the impact and the beauty of the Milwaukee Symphony, the facility, and the quality of it.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's been around for years, and we just want people
I mean, the new building, the new facility.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, the new facility is amazing. It's one of the best in the country. There's like two or three halls that I like performing in, and Milwaukee is right at the top of the list. It's like you can go in there and you can literally talk on stage with no microphone, and people hear every word of what you're saying, which means I have to be careful in what I say.
The architecture of it is breathtaking.
Yes. Absolutely. And the acoustics is the thing that gets you. There's lots of natural wood there. People always try to cheat, and they put like concrete on the in the building. That doesn't reverberate well for instruments. We can play almost acoustically, which means we almost need no mics at all. The only mics that will be on that stage will be my vocal mic and a couple others, because the hall is so amazing. And we just want people to know that the orchestra is part of our community here. It's central to it. So if you want to feel better, you need to come to one of the concerts with live musicians and live people in the hall. See, a lot of people, Earl, sometimes they're like, why am I so depressed? I don't feel so well. And you realize that you have been sitting in front of a computer all day. What you need, because we are social people, we need to be socialized. We need each other. So when you go to the concert hall, when you go to your local church or wherever you go, being with people is part of what nourishes you. Now you add music to that, and then that music takes you on a journey. And this hall facilitates that, like I said, because you don't need all these microphones. You're sitting next to somebody, you might not even know them, but when you leave the concert, if I do my job correctly, you're going to feel better. You're going to feel lifted. You might not know why, but I know after one of my concerts, when you go home, you won't kick the cat or the dog. And you won't have an argument with your wife. Right? Because you would have been nourished by the power of music, that you need that for your heart. See, Earl, what I sell, you can't touch. You can't put it in your hand, but you can feel it. And I want people to feel the music from this concert and this music that we sing to them. You know, that William James of Harvard said, I sing not because I'm happy, but I'm sing happy God because freeze. I sing.
Yeah, you,
right? And
Go ahead. No, finish your point.
No, I'm saying that's like that old that's like that old spiritual, you know, what they just, I sing because I'm happy.
Yeah.
And then his eyes on the sparrow's call. And I'm happy because I'm free. I know his eye is on the sparrow.
And I know and he watches over me. You well, know
you better go ahead and preach your
so let me say this. I am, you know, I want to tell people that you are here and when the Saints go marching in starting tomorrow, February 20th, there are still tickets available. Saturday, September 21st, and Sunday, September 22nd. So, you know, these there's seating still available. There's still tickets available. And I can tell you, I've been to the new symphony. It is absolutely breathtaking. It is one of the most beautiful facilities in the entire state of Wisconsin in the world.
Yep.
You know, haven't traveled across the world, but I've looked at some of those things, and I know that this Milwaukee spared, that symphony has spared not a dime in making sure that this happens. And I'm excited to let the listening audience know that we're going to be giving away 10 sets of 2 tickets. On the show, and I'm going to give away 5 sets of 2 today, and we'll determine, you know, when we'll start giving those away, and 5 sets of 2 on tomorrow. I'm going to get an opportunity to meet you, my wife and I, and I'm telling you, I'm so excited, man. I'm listening to you, and you know, you just as an African American, as a black man who is a very young boy. Mm-hmm. Who grew up in, you know, the Central City. I went to a church that took me to the symphony as a young boy. And I should have never found love in symphony music normally because I wouldn't have normally been exposed to it. But I got exposed to it at a very young age. And to this day, man, if anytime there's a oboe, a French horn, a tuba, a trombone, a trumpet, man, the strings.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it is just, it soothes your soul.
Absolutely. It truly, it's food for the soul.
Yes, sir. So listen, I'm really thrilled and excited about this and really looking forward to the event. And for people to get a chance to come and see you.
Absolutely. I can't wait to see everybody, too.
All right. That's Mr. Byron Stripling. And he is going to be performing and actually conducting the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra this coming weekend. Thank you very much, my dear friend. We look forward to seeing you and talking to you again.
I can't wait to see you and your audience.
Yes, sir. All right, thank you. Crystal good persuasion.
Ah. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Get ready to rock the vote at the Oktoberfest Get Out the Vote Extravaganza Tour. Be there September 19th at the Menominee Food Market in Eau Claire. Music by Tom Castle and Jerrica McKell. Other partners include Progress North, Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, Citizen Action of Wisconsin, and Our Wisconsin Revolution. The goal of the tour is to inspire and motivate attendees to volunteer for Get Out the Vote efforts and support organizations that need additional help to maximize their capacity and impact. Come together, enjoy great music, and fuel the movement for change. You must register ahead of time at ManaquaBrewingCompany.com under the Get Tickets tab. Come be part of the action. Get Out the Vote Extravaganza, presented by Minocqua Brewing.
That ignites the life I was always meant for.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Treble tone. On my radio tape, play a box, right? Just loud enough so folks can hear us hype. See, out of nowhere comes a woman I'm dating. Investigation, maybe she was demonstrating. But nevertheless, I was pleased. My day was going great and my soul was at ease. Until a group of brothers started bugging out. Drinking the 40 ounce, going the nigga route.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go to Gloria from just another wonderful, wonderful place, St. Anne's. Hey, good morning to you, Gloria. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. Can you hear me clearly?
Absolutely, I can hear you clearly.
Great, great, great. I'm so sorry. I 101 things went wrong today, but I'm calling from St. Ann Center, and I'm so excited that Mr. Stripling will be showcased with us today at our Indaba band show at 6 o'clock p.m. And I wanted to just say welcome and have people come out and support the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra and Mr. Stripling.
Let me say this to anyone within the sound of my voice who doesn't know about the Indaba Band Shell in St. Anne's. St. Anne's is an unbelievable facility right in the heart of the city of Milwaukee, an area that had been totally abandoned by the business community. And a wonderful, wonderful woman who was actually once upon a time with she came from the sisters. There was a group of them. I forgot.
St. Francis.
And so she created an unbelievable facility right in an area that was totally abandoned to deal with children and elderly people. And it is a adult daycare facility that's right there with a facility with children, and they intermingle, and it has all sorts of wonderful, wonderful programs that happen every day. And then she built, you guys built this spectacular stage. And for the entire summer, you've been, showcasing great music. Every Wednesday night, I've been there, most of them. So it is a very, very exciting time, you want to say, to the people who are listening to come out tonight. You said it's 6 o'clock and get a chance to get a sneak preview of this wonderful, wonderfully talented and internationally acclaimed conductor.
We are, if you don't mind me adding, and thank you so much for all of the compliments of St. Ann Center. We have two facilities. One is the Stein campus. That was the first one that opened, and that is located on East Morgan. And I think that the need of the community was that we needed to explore having a second campus, which is the one, Vasari's, off of 24th and North Avenue. And yes, Sister Etna Lonegren is the founder. She was also the developer, and she just had a knack for welcoming people and starting this intergenerational facility. So we have adults on one side and we have children on the other, and there are times when they interact with each other on special programming. And to see how the children light up the adults and the adults welcome the children, it's just phenomenal. I want to thank you, Earl, for having us on the air to talk about the band shell, but more importantly, our partnership with the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra and having Mr. Stripling there on tonight. Normally, it's on Wednesday night,
right?
But because of Mr. Stripling and his pianist, we wanted to make sure that we were able to accompany them on tonight. So I would say bring your lawn chair, your blankets. It's a beautiful day. We're going to anticipate the program beginning at 6 o'clock. It's a one-hour free event to the community. I'm expecting Mr. Stripling to just show out. And we'll have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time. So, I've yet to really officially meet him. So
you may not know this, but I know so much about St. Anne's because a young man that my yes. wife and I are raising, he attends St. Anne's.
Yes.
And
yes,
so
yes, he does.
And so 3 days, at least 3 days a week, we are graced by the presence and the beauty of what you guys have there. I'll be there tonight. And, I think I'm going to bring him as well.
Awesome. Awesome. Music is a universal enjoyment by anybody of any age. I am so looking forward to being able to share all of this with the full community. Usually when we do the Indaba nights, it's usually done on Wednesday from
right.
June through August. And it is more old school, but we welcome everyone. And I'm sure that Mr. Stripling is going to be very well received by the Milwaukee community on this evening. So I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. And I will see you this evening.
Okay.
All right.
Take care, and I'm going to let go so other people can call in.
All right. Thank you. All right. So listen, I'm going to give away 5 sets of 2 tickets to the Milwaukee Symphony that is going to be taking place over this weekend. Callers number 3, 5, 7, 9, and 10. Give Calvin a call, and we'll certainly make sure you get an opportunity to see this spectacular, event that is coming up.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. If you requested an absentee ballot for the November 5th election, it may be in your mailbox soon. Today is the deadline for clerks across Wisconsin to send you your ballot if you've already requested one. Going forward, if you ask for it, they have 24 hours to mail it to you. In many communities with drop boxes, they can open as well. And Wisconsin's minimum wage has been $7.25 for 15 years. One argument against raising it is concern about job cuts. A new study says that doesn't hold up. Economist Ben Zipperer.
What does happen is that employee turnover falls dramatically. And that's because the job is suddenly more attractive to workers when you pay them more. And that's one of the reasons why you don't actually see big falls in employment after a minimum wage increase.
Zipperer is from the Economic Policy Institute. Republicans have stalled efforts to raise Wisconsin's minimum wage. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Town of Washington residents are again expressing their concerns over the controversial Orchard Hills development after signing the petition to incorporate part of the town as a village. Residents say their main concerns are the increased traffic and changes to the fabric of their neighborhood with the higher density housing on the annexed land. Preliminary plans for the development are scheduled to be presented to the Eau Claire City Council next week, and residents say they've seen no solutions for their traffic concerns. The town of Washington has officially filed its petition to incorporate part of the town as a village. According to a press release, the town needed 50 signatures from residents in the proposed village territory to file the petition. In just a couple of weeks, the town received over 600 signatures on the petition. The filing of the petition officially begins the process of the town's efforts to become a village to protect its land from further annexation attempts. If successful, the town would put forth a referendum vote for the change. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment feed, I'm Pete Schwabe. California Governor Gavin Newsom is proving to be a friend of the biz. Newsom just signed a bill that gives performers more protections and more control over their likeness when it comes to AI. The governor signed two bills into law on Tuesday at SAG headquarters in Los Angeles. The union has been a big proponent of the bills, and Newsom has proven to be a big proponent of the union. There might be people who don't like Dolly Parton, but you'll probably never meet one. The legendary singer recently created family meal kits where people can eat Dolly's cooking in their home, and they really are her own recipes. Parton also weighed in on Beyoncé's country album, saying she really liked it and is open to doing a duet with her at some point. She called Taylor Swift a great inspiration and said we need uplifting people these days. Kind of like Dolly Parton. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Some could have heavy rainfall or be on the strong side. We'll have highs in the low to mid 80s. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely, some severe, lows around 60 degrees. For Friday, sunshine and a high around 79.
Right now, it's 62.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Radcliffe joins us at 11:33. Weather and wine with Brittany Merlot at 11:50. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Good morning to you, Brendan. Thank you very much for hanging on, man. You say what?
Hey, listen, I just wanted to relate the whole music thing. I remember my first exposure back in, like, early 70s in grammar school to symphony music was the incredible LP Space Odyssey 2001, the soundtrack for
right.
the movie.
Right.
And it really opened up my mind. And then as I was thinking about that, I was thinking about the healing and the level playing field that music brings us all on. And I could only hope that, a beautiful event like you guys are talking about tonight and in the symphony bring some people together. That's all.
Man, well, you know, it really does, Brendan. And thank you very much for the call. Again, 844-967-2789. I'm going to be attending, you know, the performance on Saturday. So, you know, you want to get a chance to, you know, meet me. I'll be there Saturday, 844-967-2789. If you want to get a couple tickets, you can call Calvin and he'll make sure we'll hook you up. We're going to give away 5 sets on tomorrow as well. But I wanted to talk about, you know, we keep hearing things about Kamala Harris and what she's not doing. And here's something that kind of slips under the radar that I think is really, really something that I think should be touted. And Kamala Harris says she will cut degree requirements for certain federal jobs. You know, many people have been locked out of federal jobs because they don't have degrees. You know, I don't know what percentage of Americans have degrees. Calvin, can you look it up? I don't think it's higher than 30%. So if only 30% of the American people have degrees, that means 70% have been locked out of government jobs that have benefits and pensions. Well, she's looking to change that. She will cut college degree requirements for certain federal jobs if elected president. And the Republicans' rival have been making economic pledges to woo voters. Harris and Republican former President Donald Trump are in a tight race. Now, you can say, or you may say, Calvin, did you just find out? Okay, you may say, well, those jobs should be solely for people with college degrees. Well, you know, there are a lot of people who don't have degrees who can do those jobs, and they've been locked out of them for so long. And to the credit of, the vice president, she sees that. And she's willing to make sure that that changes. Here, I think I have it right here, Calvin. As president, I will get rid of the unnecessary degree requirements for federal jobs to increase jobs for folks without a 4-year degree, Harris said in a speech. More than 62% of Americans aged 25 and older did not hold a bachelor's degree. So 62% of the American people have been locked out of these great federal jobs that offer pensions and a middle-class lifestyle, that people, unless they've been degreed, haven't been able to obtain. I think that's a great idea. 844-967-2789. The Democratic presidential candidate said Friday that the U.S. should recognize the value of paths to success beyond a college degree, like apprenticeships and technical programs. A degree does not necessarily indicate a person's skills, Harris said. She added, and it will challenge the private sector to do the same. A survey by Gallup and Lumina Foundation released earlier this year found that many Americans are skeptical about the value and cost of college. Over half of U.S. adults who have never been enrolled or once ever enrolled said the cost of education was a very important reason for them to not sign up or return to college. Now, let me tell you why that is really so important. Because here's another article that I was looking at this morning that coincides with that. Teens are losing faith in college, giving rise to interest in the skilled trades. And so at a time when the skilled trades, the sky's the limit, baby boomers are retiring, and the opportunities for a strong middle class living exist in the trades. You know, it's good to see that younger people are deciding to, you know, go that route. 4 years after the COVID pandemic began, there are more than 900,000 fewer undergraduates enrolled in college. Universities are closing. Here in the state of Wisconsin, there's a lot of concern and angst by universities and towns where universities are located because there are not as many people who are enrolling in college. And you can understand when people find, when you start hearing discussions about how much money people owe after they graduate from college, you know, instead of just telling everybody go ahead and go to college, certainly people need to think that through. You know, not everybody that goes to college graduates from college. But for most of those who do go to college, at the end of it, they're going to owe some debt. I was reading an article the other day, and I wanted to talk about it, but I didn't get to it, that one of the fastest growing groups or groups that owe more college debt than most are baby boomers. I was blown away by the fact that baby boomers can owe so much college debt. How can it possibly be that baby boomers, many who graduated from college 40 years ago, still owe so much college debt? That is amazing to me. And so if that's the case, and it is, the fact that people can carry college debt for 30, 40 years is a frightening reality. So when you hear younger people who are attending college or graduating from college, and they're talking, and we're really talking about millennials and Generation Xers, and they want to see this debt, that this albatross that's on their backs, relieved. Well, I think, yeah, it's a good thing that children and young people of today aren't rushing into, you know, college. The overall rate of high school graduates choosing to enroll in college held steady in 2023 compared to a year earlier, according to a recent report from the National Student Clearing Research Center, which Doug Shapiro, the center's executive director, said was an optimistic sign. Although the data shows the rate of high school graduates enrolling within a year of their graduation is significantly higher for students from low poverty high schools. Calvin, you're a young guy who just graduated from college. When you hear a statistic like what I just mentioned about baby boomers who graduated from college, Calvin, 30 years ago, still owing college debt, I mean, isn't that kind of unbelievable?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely crazy because, I mean, the perspective of my generation is that if you went to college before 2000, then you got off cheap. But apparently that's not the case.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. I mean, people have paid for homes. They own homes and yet still owe college debt. That's kind of frightening, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it just goes to show you that the interest really adds up, and really something odd about student loans is other loans kind of get erased if you file for bankruptcy, and I don't believe your student loans go away.
You can't erase student loans through bankruptcy.
Yeah, and that's one of the only forms of debt that that's not the case.
What does that say, man?
It's just weird.
I mean, it is I always thought, well, you know, child support and student loans. You can erase almost any other thing, and you can't erase debt that you owe to the government. But all other things you can erase. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. And you, Calvin, also. You know, it's really sad to hear that, but
sad, it doesn't surprise me. Sad to hear what?
Not that people still owe student loans after 30 years. Because not only are we not, right now, teaching our kids successfully how to read and write and do arithmetic, we don't teach them basic finance. Because if you're still paying student loans, and part of the reason is the interest rates are low, but I tell you what, if you're just making minimum payments, that doesn't go away. So it doesn't surprise me, though, really, because we don't teach basic finance. We went from, in 3.5 years, Earl, to the most personal savings income to the highest financial debt, credit card debt, in our country's history in 3 years. People are living right now off their credit cards because they can't afford to survive. And it hurts the lowest income people the most, inflation.
Well, you know what? You know what, CJ? Are you aware of the fact that the Federal Reserve just cut the interest rates you know, and talking about cutting them even more in the coming months and years. Are you aware of that?
You know why that is, Earl?
Yeah.
Because our economy is slowing, and they have to incentivize it.
Hey, CJ.
It's true.
Hey, CJ, are you aware that the economy of this nation has been booming 8 years of Obama, 4 years of Trump, and another 4 years of Biden? That's 16 years in succession, CJ. Unprecedented. It has to slow down. So, you know, you can say it's slowing down because of Kamala Harris and President Biden, but you would be incorrect. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll come back to you on the other side.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
So you may have heard of Project 2025, a plan crafted by Trump and his MAGA loyalists to give Trump virtually unchecked political power and take Black America backwards. Here's how. Project 2025 strips away our voting rights protections, and it eliminates the Department of Education. It would siphon public school funding to private schools, leaving our kids behind. Planning on going to college? Good luck paying for it. Project 2025 cuts funding for federal student loans. Trump's Project 2025 would also make states monitor women's pregnancies, and it bans abortion. Project 2025 would also gut Obamacare, ripping away health care from millions. Simply put, Trump's Project 2025 would be devastating to Black America. But we can stop it. by voting for Kamala Harris for president, because we are not going back.
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Harris for president.
Some big ideas being shared at the Cap Times Idea Fest in Madison. Civic Media is proud to be a part of it and will broadcast the one-on-one discussion with Liz Cheney. Hear why the former Republican Party leader does not support Donald Trump and more on Friday, September 20th at 7:30 p.m. Coverage featuring Liz Cheney live from Idea Fest, Friday night, September 20th at 7:30 on your local Civic Media radio station.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
I lost that love before. Got mad and close the door, but you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Man, I hate to interrupt this song. We're talking about the fact that, you know, so many people and younger people now and universities across this nation, many of them are struggling economically because not as many young people are going to college. And the fact that Kamala Harris is now starting to open up the opportunities for governmental jobs that, you know, their career, those jobs, once you get one of those jobs, you are set for life and, you know, pensions and all of those things. And those have generally been reserved of people with college degrees. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Hey, good morning to you, Mike. How you doing, sir?
Beautiful day. Thanks for taking my call, as always. I appreciate it. And I just want to remind CJ that prior to Ronald Reagan, America was the number one creditor nation.
It wound up the largest debtor nation when he walked away. Absolutely right.
Yep, and with that, you can also, there's a parallel here. That's when trickle-down economics was beginning, and job creator means were beginning to gain notoriety. And we were all duped on that in a big way. You know, it's been a long time since education was in sync with the needs of the employers. We've witnessed this for decades and decades. I've interviewed literally hundreds of what looked like on paper strong candidates for key positions that once you got them in front of you, you know, they were weak or they didn't have communication skills required. So I think, you know, we pivoted. William Bennett, the education czar, if you will, it took the whole country in a different course. Excuse the pun.
No.
Education for profit. They wanted, you know, that was the beginning, if you will, of the assault on public education. So, you know, that's kind of a big deal for me. You know, our whole nation pivoted with this trickle-down job creator nonsense. And at the same time, set up the disaster for these young people who, you know, borrowed a lot of money, not having the financial, you know, wherewithal to manage it properly.
Right.
Well, 21-year-old, you know, is got a clear path on what course they're going to take, you know, or what path they're going to take. You know, I didn't figure it out until I was almost 30. So I don't know. Last thing about this is, I think one step the banks should do is they should require student loans to go to student activities, not vacations, not cars, not stereos.
Agreed.
Things like that. There are ways to regulate this so it works to everyone's detriment or everyone's benefit, and not to our detriment. So, you know, with good discussions, with people calling into your show and sharing ideas, there's not a problem that we can't solve.
Hey, Mike.
So
thanks
for what you do.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Thank you as well, Mike. I mean, for the great information. CJ, quickly, go ahead.
Well, first off, when Ronald Reagan cut the corporate tax rates, the most come to the...
You're breaking up.
Spent it away.
You said what?
O'Neill and Democrats. When Ronald Reagan cut the corporate tax rates from 70 to 38% or lower, the Treasury took in more money ever, and the Democrats and the Senate and Congress spent it away.
Hey, CJ.
So that's where that came from.
I know, CJ, so you're challenging what Mike said. Mike is absolutely correct. I remember it like yesterday. We were the largest credited nation in the world when Ronald Reagan became president. When he left, we became the highest debtor nation in the world in Ronald Reagan's time. You forgot that, right? Or are you trying to blame somebody else for that?
Senator,
huh?
Who controlled the Congress?
Well,
Senate?
Okay, so CJ, if we're talking about who controls the Congress and Senate during Ronald Reagan's time, why don't we say that during Joe Biden's time? Why don't we say that during other Democrats' time? If it's about the Congress and the Senate, which it is, then it should be that way for everybody and not just for when Democrats are president. Thank you very much for the call. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. Up next, Jane Madner and Greg Bach, Madner on Air. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Enjoy another beautiful, beautiful day. Into my life.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's Thursday, so we make our popcorn pick of the week, and David Desimone, director of the Black Point Estate in Lake Geneva, joins the show to talk about Victorian spiritualism.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. The Todd Alba Show.
Going back to this interview we just had again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, Ted, I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.